Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, R.C.T. Uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk the G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Back from the other side, baby. I'm back from the other side. This is the Cannabis Takeover. Happy Monday to you. Listen, big news coming out over the weekend. This is your originator of full everyday cannabis talk. Listen, move over. Amphetamines could be a new player in the game. Folks, today I'm going to drive through some things. I got my main man, John Hartz, will be jumping in here. We're going to attack some things that will be happening with the big defeat of 205. We got to get into that. But real quick, we call it the blunt truth. That's when we get into what's really happening out there. And it's called Move Over Amphetamines. Cannabis is showing to successfully, my friends, treat ADHD. That's how we do it in this show. If you're just tuning in, we do education, information, a whole lot of entertainment. But at the same time, we want to make sure that you walk away from this show, either you're watching it or you're listening, and you go, man, I got something from that. That's what this show is all about. Because one thing that everyone that I've talked to, and people even before, one of the main reasons that 205 got defeated was education. People did not know enough about the plant or what was really going on with the initiative. We're going to do our best to change all of that over the next run here. Now, there may be an explanation out right now why your child decides or wants to or has a craving or need to smoke cannabis. Got a big story on that I'm going to go into, but poll question. A couple things happened over the weekend. Social media exploded. I mean, almost to the millions. And I threw out a question, ladies and gentlemen, my Cannamaniacs and my Canna fans. You know how I get down. We do the poll question brought to you by my friends over at Frontier Automotive. Make sure if you have any type of problems with your vehicle and you're in the Phoenix area, Frontier Automotive. Gilbert is the man. Make sure you say, I need to live in a high life special. He will take care of you. Just go to frontierautomotive.com. Look him up in Google. Frontier Automotive. Now, the big poll question. I happen to have two of them today. I threw this out about midday yesterday. And because someone, we were talking about it at a little event. And the question is, the Frontier Automotive poll question, pretty simple. Does smoking cannabis make you a bad parent? interesting concepts coming out of Colorado right now. You know, they're using it as the bubble. I mean, they're going in taking kids from their parents who are smoking in front of them. Kind of goes in line with cannabis being very successfully being able to treat ADHD. That could be one of the explanations for why children are choosing to smoke cannabis. I got more to get into with that in just about 5, 6, 7 minutes. We're inside the open right now. Little pregame action. Can an employer fire you for what you do on your own time? I thought about this yesterday. And even though we didn't go legal or recreational, or in my case, adult use over 21, there's some things we still need to be talking about. For example, if the police come knocking at my door in my own spare personal time and they want to get into my home, don't they need a warrant? I think unless you let them in, they need a warrant to come in. Weird thought right now. I believe that there's a huge reason that we are not winning in landslide victories and why this country is not legal yet. And it goes like this. Can an employer fire you for what you do on your own time outside of work? And with this part of the poll question, let me remind you. Government, law, police, FBI, gotta have a warrant to come in your home. Seems to me like whoever you work for, your employer, has taken total control of your life. What do you mean by that? Well, cops can't come in your home in your personal time, work time, whatever, without a warrant. How come your employer is telling you what to do in your personal time? Why is that okay? I mean, I give you 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever. How is your employer able to tell you not to medicate, not to smoke in your own personal time? Now, they don't care if you drink. They don't care if you take opioids. That's okay. But even in legal states right now, medical or adult use over 21, what we're starting to find out is this is how they're keeping us in that box. Now, here in Arizona, let me tell you what everybody in Arizona needs to do, and then you can come out of the green closet. Number one, get legal. Now, every state is different. I do know Arizona, and I do believe Oregon. If you have your legal medical marijuana card, the employer cannot fire you for using. That's one good thing about living in Arizona. All you need is that card, and you got freedom. The only thing you can't do is something for the federal government, because they're going to go, no, can't do it, son. I know it's legal here in the state, but federally, and you're going to be working for the federal government? No. So if you're trying to do something on the federal level, having a card will not matter one bit. In Arizona, got a card? Man, you damn near got to get out of jail free card. Now, my big question goes back to, does smoking cannabis make you a bad parent? I had a lot of people coming out, and I mean in the thousands, responding to this poll question. And and it started off about 50-50. You know, I had Chandra and, because you know we're interactive, right? So Chandra was saying, no, absolutely not. Big Bill said, no. Michelle said, it makes you a well-educated parent. I got all types of responses to today's Frontier Automotive poll question. I'm live from the Dicot Farm Studios. I am he. I'm that guy. I am the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. Be right back.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow, phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. This is how we do it live every day. We do live cannabis talk 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Right around this time, and with that time change out there, man, we are locking in to more and more listeners and viewers. Simply because the time went back an hour, that means we're on earlier on the East Coast and the West Coast. Same time right here in Arizona. Gotta say the second quarter, my friends, over at Lexus. Second quarter of Living the Highlight, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, going to be brought to you today by Lexus. The smooth, dependable luxury at an affordable price. My friends, do yourself a favor. Test drive a Lexus today at your neighborhood Lexus dealer. Make sure you check out that 2017 lineup at Lexus.com. And I got to say this, man. You know, you hear me say this so much. Who we're powered by. And a lot of people think that, you know, 50,000 watts, man, you're powered by 50,000 watts. Well, yeah, we're not powered by our basement lights or generator in the hallway. We're powered on the biggest platform in cannabis media. KFNX 1100 represents that. We always look for great partners to tie in and help us get this message out. Like Lexus, like Adidas, like AZ Grassroots, so many more. We have the pleasure now, when you hear me say, powered by we, you know what I'm talking about. He's in the studio right now. We're going to kick it a little bit. I brought John Hartso in. He is the COO owner of Weedia Inc. And I'm proud to say my partner, good friend now, welcome to Living the High Life. You are sitting in the hottest seat in cannabis media, my friend. What's up, John?
Well, hey, man, nice to be here with you. I appreciate the invitation to be in the studio. It's always Living the High Life when I'm with you, Ike.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
sir.
Hey, man, let's lighten this thing up a little bit. As we got into it, obviously, you're doing something. You're another one of these powerful entrepreneurs that people keep wondering, how do I get into the industry? Give the Cannamaniacs and the Canna fans out there and the new folks tuning in what it's like, what you do, how you snatch your little piece of the pie.
Well, you know, this industry is exciting. It's new to the legal markets, obviously, with passage in 8 of the 9 states that had initiatives around the country. There are certainly lots and lots of opportunities for folks who are looking for a career path change into an industry that really has the same makings of what the dot-com boom was back in the late 90s and early 2000s. We're talking about billions of dollars here, $5 billion just in Colorado alone. We're talking by 2020, they're saying that this industry will exceed $30 billion. That's similar to the coffee market in the United States, to give an example of.
And I think it's blowing away something like the wine industry, too. Won't it just blow right by the industry within the next 5 years is what I'm hearing?
Undoubtedly. I mean, the wine is certainly a passion of mine, but it's a smaller demographic that makes up those consumers that will be attracted to it. And cannabis, frankly, has a far greater opportunity to grow into multiple markets. And now that we've got 8 more states with either medical or recreational legal cannabis laws, this industry is poised to continue to grow.
You know, I go back and real quick, John, too. John is the COO and the owner of Weedia.inc. Tell the people exactly what Weedia is and what's your function inside this industry.
We are a multimedia organization that helps people who are in the industry and brands in the industry to place their brands in front of consumers and other wholesale markets. We create opportunities for folks to really engage and learn more about what cannabis products and materials are available to them, where they're available, and the way that they can consume them, the way that they can participate in this industry.
I think one of the things, too, one of the biggest reasons that the initiative did fail, I keep hearing, is education, education, education. Too many people still have that old reefer madness stereotype. Dealt with it with quite a few people last night. I'm still hearing cannabis referred to as a drug. That concerns me. I'm still hearing it called marijuana. That concerns me until we start to move away from that. What do you think happened with the 205? Why did it go down?
Well, I think you're right. Education is really important, and folks can read more about what's going on in the industry at WeediaBuzz.com.
Boom.
I hope you'll visit us there. But I think this, that in Arizona, there were 4 other states that had less financing on the no side than combined than in Arizona total.
Yeah.
We had a governor here who is very powerful and lobbied the business community to step up in a big way and took on the cannabis industry because it did not suit his political career. And didn't want to be party to a state that passed that under his leadership. And so organizations like Insys Therapeutics, who are creating synthetic cannabis, THC.
Including that killer fentanyl?
They're creating fentanyl, which is one of the most dangerous,
horrendous
drugs on the market. It is more dangerous. In fact, drug cartels use fentanyl in heroin to make heroin stronger.
And once that happens, that's when you, you know, a lot of times when we did our stories as we were comparing and when NSYS did all of that donation, we found that there are, you know, and not only the cartels, when it hits the streets, man, they're chopping it up with fentanyl. Now, here's the crazy thing, and I'm glad you brought that up. Two things. If fentanyl is being used to cut heroin, and we know that it is 50 times at least stronger than heroin, who's letting the fentanyl out the back door?
That is a good question.
Okay, now, here's how they try to fix us. It's coming from China. Really? So I always look at it, and I go, anytime something like that happens, start looking back. And I don't think it's across China, as my man Donald Trump would say, China. Don't think it's coming from there. Somewhere is rolling out the back door, allegedly. Let me get myself in trouble. But it just makes sense to me if all of a sudden a big rush comes out of fentanyl. I don't think that came from China, but it's awful strange now that fentanyl, which is, you know, now the main cut for heroin to strengthen it, just awful strange how those two really kind of go together.
Well, and it's not just that. It comes down to the multiple companies that got involved in opposing this. The one that stands out the most to me, Isaac, is Discount Tire.
Where the hell did they come from?
You know, I mean, come on now. This is an organization that puts tires, it shoes your vehicles. And I posted something on Facebook not too long ago. I've been in Arizona for 14 years.
Yeah.
I've owned almost 20 cars over that period of time, and every single one of them
you went to Discount
was
Tire.
At a Discount Tire. And I'll tell you right now, I'll never be back in their shop again.
Me either, man. The protest still lives on, John.
And it's not just because they decided to put $1 million into this campaign, but it was an unfounded contribution to an organization that was telling lies to the very people that patronize their shop, that go in and spend money there. They just took cancer patients, veterans, folks who suffer from chronic pain, and just flushed their interest in the cannabis industry down the toilet.
Well, we have to talk about where do we go next. I've got a huge problem. One, of course, verbiage is important. Two, I'm a free market guy, John, and I don't know if it can ever be put out there that way. I don't know who you got to pay to get what, but I'm right back in the middle. I'm a half a tank right now because I don't know, is it time to in sports, if every team wins and you lose, pretty much they fire the staff. You know, they're gone. I don't know where to begin, and I think that's an issue. Do you go back to MPP? Do you look at these groups like Safer Arizona? Do you look at the grassroots? Where do we, you know, once we come out of the fog and the ether, where do we start?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to a good collaborative, solid collaborative effort with these organizations to come together and compromise and create a plan for Arizona. It's not if, it's when recreational cannabis will be legal in Arizona. We know that there are others out there that are planning a ballot initiative for 2018. And so that's going to happen. And the simple fact is what we've done in Arizona is just enabled two more years of cartels making money as a result of the cannabis industry.
We'll be right back. John Hartso in the Dicot Farm studio hanging out. We're just talking cannabis. Stick around.
Arizona News Radio in Flagstaff. Police are searching for an armed suspect near I-40 and Lone Tree. A suspect stealing a car in Yavapai County, driving it up to Flagstaff, where DPS troopers disabled the car by blowing out the tires. The suspect took off, ran into the woods. Residents near Lone Tree told to stay indoors. Police shoot a man to death in Sowarita after they respond to a domestic violence call.
When they responded, they ended up obviously talking to the victims that were there, and the suspect that was in this was the person that was shot.
Officer Philip Steele says they're investigating reports the suspect tried to run over the officers. Two teenage boys with autism found safe after being reported missing by their mother on Saturday.
She reported that Christian, who is 15, and Josiah, who are 16, had left the residence there sometime in the night.
Lieutenant Paul Taylor, the 15 and 16-year-olds found by a sandwich shop employee in Phoenix. Mid-80s today in the deserts, 50s in the high country, mostly dry conditions. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of Lead Safe America. We have a wreck. Extrication crews on the scene downtown First Street and Fillmore. Out in Sun City West, look for an accident. R.H. Johnson Boulevard at Bell. We also have a collision. Scottsdale Road, this one just south of McDowell. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Well, think again. One in four kids lives in a home with potential lead pain hazards. Learn more. Be safe. LeadSafeAmerica.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. Mostly sunny today with a high of 84. Winds will be out of the east at 5 miles per hour. This evening it'll be clear and a low of 58. Winds will be calm, then become east northeast at 5 miles per hour after midnight. Sunny skies on tap for Tuesday with a high of 88. Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low of 59. I'm Wayne Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 72 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatter wax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrates specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL710 cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrates Live Resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's six award wins at this year's ERRL710 cup, including best vape pen, best CBD concentrate, and best sativa non-solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Welcome back, man. This is what we do every single day. Welcome back to Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. This is where we just get down. We are the nation's. They call us America's Cannabis Show because we do it every single day. We've got the largest platform to put the issues out. Discussion. That's what this is for. Now that the election is over, it's time to talk. It's time to discuss. It's time to find ways. It's time to get back to the plant. Time to talk medicine. Time to talk about things that are affecting us as a culture. In studio, I'm proud to say the Dicot Farm Studio, where the grass is always greener. Third quarter brought to you by my friends over at Adidas, the new three-stripe hemp. Gotta love it. Make sure you go over to your nearest Foot Locker. Try them on. Or just go ahead and get yours at Adidas.com. All my guests sitting over in the hot seat where John is brought to you by my friends over at Uber. Trying to get that side hustle on just in time for the holiday? All you got to do is head over to Uber.com/driver.com. Sign up. Drive on your own time. Do your own thing. Side hustle money waiting for you. Uber.com. Now, real quick, as we catch you up in the move, it's called The Blunt Truth, where we just keep it real, let you know what's going on and trending, downloading in the world of cannabis. Real quick, John, one more time. What the heck does Weedia do?
We are a multimedia company delivering mainstream media content to broad audiences, helping to bring solid education regarding the cannabis industry to the masses.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
And I think you're like me. Everybody's trying to get in the industry. They want to do, I want a dispensary. I want to grow. I want to do this. I want to make the next great edible. But you know what was missing? The media platform.
Right.
Nobody wanted to grab it by the neck and go, I'll do it. For the simple fact, one, sitting in that studio, sitting in this studio, in that chair, this is like federal property. So for us to talk and do what we do, there's a lot on the line. That's why I thank KFNX for stepping out there with us on this and saying this is information that needs to go out. Not stoner radio, please. No stoner radio. Nope, that's not what we're doing. Education, information, entertainment. John, we were talking a little bit as we went into the break. I had a little premonition, and it came to me because, you know, I get a lot of my great thoughts from the plant. And I was sitting back chilling with the plant, and the plant said, you know why we lost, right? I'm like, what? And it was close. He said, no, it wasn't. I said, well, why do you think we lost? And then when I blew it out, I got the answer. He said, listen, you know how the cannabis community is. When they smoking on me, things change. I mean, what are you talking about? He said, everybody who didn't vote wanted to vote. But somewhere along the day, because you know how people who smoke, they like to smoke before they do things. I'm going to vote, man. Twist one up over there, Rich. We about to go vote, big fella. Okay. Is ready? Okay. All right. You got a bowl, too? Oh, man. Now. Oh, man. Put that Black Sabbath on real quick while we hit this next one. Black Sabbath playing. Everybody getting nice. Next thing you know, it's 6:30.
Long lines at the polls.
Not only long lines. What was we going to do today, Rich? I forgot, man. I totally forgot. We was doing something. Man, load up one more. I forgot. Next thing you know, it's 7 o'clock. Believe me, good intentions go a long way.
Mm.
And I have a feeling on Tuesday, my folks was lighting up and getting nice. I mean, just getting nicey, nicey, nice.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, that wave hit them.
That's right.
They got stuck. And I think for the next run, John, we need to put out there, no smoking on voting day till after you vote. I guarantee you'll win then.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, you talk about good intentions.
Yeah.
And our man Ben Harper once said, there are good deeds and there are good intentions. And they're far apart as heaven and hell. And you know, that's very true. I also know this, you know, statistically speaking, Donald Trump won the presidential election mm-hmm. with less votes than McCain and Romney both had when Barack Obama beat them.
Yeah.
That means that there was a base of Democratic voters, those are yes voters on Prop 205, that did not turn out
Good point.
For Hillary Clinton.
Good point.
And when they did not turn out for Hillary Clinton, that means they didn't turn out for Proposition 205. And that is a key factor in why this initiative lost in Arizona.
Well, you start tagging that with some of the verbiage and things that were put in it. I have to go back to California, man. I take my hat off to California. They got it right. I mean, some of the things, and everybody, of course, is not happy. There's going to be some grower different things that are happening, and we'll start breaking down each state individually. good, bad, and different. And then obviously we'll talk about even more why Arizona dropped Prop 205. But one thing that I've noticed, at least today, we've got medical. We're still in the game. We just have to kind of figure out again that magical word called unify. Again, with so many groups, I mean, how do we start to bring this together? Because again, it's going to be money.
Right.
Money rules everything. We saw that. So we got our butt kicked on this last run. What do we do, John? I mean, is it something you can do on your end, my end? How do we bring everybody together?
Well, the common interest has to be the point that brings everybody together. But if money is the number one driving factor in how we write this policy, we've already failed the policy itself. And so it's going to have to come from a position of creating freedom and liberty to a plant that just grows from the earth, naturally occurring.
I mean, too many people still refer to it as a drug, my friend. We have to start changing the verbiage. I'd like to see a free market. I'd like people to be able to grow it like they do tomatoes if they want to. Again, when we start talking about things like this, one of my big poll questions I threw out earlier is, as parents, should parents be allowed, or should they, by choice, smoke cannabis? And if they do, are they a bad parent for doing that? Man, I lit that out there, man, and so many people came back and forth. I had a couple civil wars on the page. What do you think?
Well, you know, they can call me a bad parent all they want, but I'm a certified patient in Arizona. I use cannabis on a regular basis. And at the end of the day, I spend a significant amount of time with my kids, whether it's hiking, camping, in music, and in their sports. I'm a big part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And parenting is about engaging with your children and bringing them up in a way to be respectful, to have common courtesy, to use common sense. And that's what I do as a parent. If you think I'm a bad parent, that's on you. But I think my kids would tell you something very different.
I'm with you, big guy. I think when I threw it out there and some of the responses I was getting back on the folks who were talking about how good it is that they do smoke, it relaxes them, helps them become a better parent. When you look at the side and you look at the other side, and I try to look at both sides, a lot of people just going no. But again, I take that back to the research and the education part. If you're saying no and you don't understand the quality and the power of the plant, then I can see you stuck on that side. But, and here's what I'm starting to find. There's a lot of people, two types of people right now, John. There's a group of people out there that will say no to cannabis as long as they can until it touches them in their inner circle. They see it save someone. And then they'll become an advocate, not before.
That's right.
I mean, I just don't see it happening. There's too many people out there that are scared to make a move. And when I say that, here's the second group, talking about the people in the green closet. I had one of my guys did a Facebook post and said, "Hey, I hear you." I had a great picture of a dab rig. My buddy and I took it. He told me, please don't post it because somebody at his job may see it. I mean, how much of a landslide victory could we have, big guy, if people weren't afraid to come out and say they support the plan?
Well, I think that that's part of it. But real quickly on the kids.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to talk to your kids about this. And whether you are a supporter of cannabis or not, there are dispensaries on many streets across the valley. And they're going to see that little green plus sign. They're going to wonder what a dispensary is.
Right.
They're going to ask that question. If you're not talking to them, somebody is. And you've got to be the one that has that conversation with your kids, regardless of what your position is.
John, before we go into break, it sounds like you were almost comparing the cannabis talk to a sex talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
Well, it's the same thing. Do you want your kids finding out information about sex, cannabis, drugs, anything out there, alcohol?
Yeah.
Do you want them finding out about bullying from a bully? No, you want to finding out about those things from you,
right,
where you can talk to them and have a respectful conversation with your children about what goes on in the world around them.
Man, I guess I got to tell the people out there to add one more to the list. Sex talk. Make sure you have that with the kids. Now, we got to add that all-important cannabis talk.
I like to combine the two.
Got to combine.
We'll come back. We got to see about combining with John. Stay right here.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Coming down the pipe pretty quick. Got to say it, Earth's Healing. I've got it. Going to be there Green Friday. Going to be November 25th. No more Black Friday, folks. We don't do Black Friday in the cannabis community. We do Green Friday. Going to be November 25th. Living High Life goes on the road. We'll be taking the show, broadcasting live down in Tucson, home of University of Arizona, Arizona University. We'll be close. We'll be down there hanging out, probably chilly. There's doctors, everybody will be stopping through. Can't wait. We got some patient swag and all kind of specials on Green Friday, November 25th. And again, we're always powered by, you know,
Weed Map. Weed Maps. The map.
What's the map? What's the weed map?
What is a weed map?
What's the weed map?
I tell you, I like using weed maps.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I need to find my local dispensary.
There you go.
I also like to use it when I want to find a good deal.
Oh.
You know, if I'm looking for a little discount, a BOGO maybe.
Uh-huh.
I found a few there.
On there?
Yeah.
Weed maps.
That's right.
.com?
Yes, sir.
That's how we do it. Welcome back, Living the High Life, fourth quarter coming at you. You know what we do. That means brought to you by my friends over at Chong's Choice. It is the choice of legends. Also, a tag team effort with Drift, the new sublingual under the tongue. Within 5 minutes, you'll be feeling marvelous. So I get into it. Make sure you check them out. Chong's Choice, choice of legends. All you got to do is burn one of those and hit some Drift, and you'll be drifting. I guarantee it. Real quick, as we get to the fourth quarter, end everything strong like we do, we tighten up this puppy right about now. Big news out of California, and I think in studio with me is John Hartzell over at Weedia, and he's the guy that does media content. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Because as the cannabis industry grows, obviously, here's a shot. We're mainstream. In other words, we're terrestrial. A lot of other shows are trying to do that. You got things like Weedikit. Content. Everybody wants content. What are you finding on the cannabis side as far as like the mainstream media wanting our content?
Well, I think it's happening more than folks know out there. I know our media is constantly picked up and used by mainstream media.
Nice.
And so are many others out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to, as an industry, continue to produce quality content that is consumable by mainstream consumers. And one of the things that we're working on at Weedia, WeediaBuzz.com, is Weekends with Hearts, a travel show that will follow a very similar format to those shows that you see on the Travel Channel.
Like Anthony Bourdain.
That's right.
And what's the guy? Zimmerman.
Yep, Andrew Zimmerman. Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
So we're currently filming that and having a lot of fun, but showing folks that there are so many more parts to this this industry and its culture, not just stoners sitting on the couch. And I think we've got enough of that.
Well, you know what, John? Don't tell you now. You know, I'm all about the community, and I'm the King Cola, so don't you go dogging my stoners.
No.
Because they got a place, and we still need them, and it's almost like, you know, the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, in the Hall of Fame of cannabis, they got their own wing.
Right.
They got their own stoner wing.
That's absolutely right. But we're talking about crews of people who are the most ingenuitive people you'll ever find. I don't know if you sat around your college dorm putting together different bongs and pipes and things like that. I mean, I remember the gravity bong, don't you?
Yeah, I remember the 6-foot bong,
that's right.
Don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I remember when the gas mask came out.
I don't remember it, actually.
Listen, man, Prop 64 passed, and there's some big things about to happen. And I do believe, and John and I have just been talking a little bit about what's going to happen after Prop 205 after the defeat, and we got to change it. There's some things that have to go in there. Right now, I like this. Out of California, now that they're legal, people are about to get free there. Prop 64 had centered around a measure that would make it legal for adults to consume recreational marijuana. Now, here's the deal. They won. You've got about 1 million people convicted of marijuana-related misdemeanors and felonies. They're going to have a chance now to petition, have their records changed or cleared. This would give them a wider access to jobs, housing, and other services that are currently out of reach. The criminal code changes. It says here that pretty much as far as the opponents of Prop 64, they want to be able to not let that go through, as they put it. But the big thing is it's too late. It's through there. Your thoughts on Prop 64? They will not be able to arrest you now. I want to find, here we go. Here's what I'm looking for. Prop 64 will reduce or eliminate every marijuana criminal penalty currently on the books. right now, anyone without a medical marijuana card who gets caught with an ounce of marijuana faces only a $100 ticket, while non-patients growing a few plants at home can still get a felony under Prop 64. Both of those activities will be legal to anyone 21 and older. And then Prop 64 in California, the nation's first legalization measure that would eliminate all cannabis-related criminal penalties for people under 18 with jail time. And those fines would be swapped out for community service and drug education. And then at 18, any related criminal records would be sealed so convictions couldn't stop them from getting financial aid for college.
Mm. And this is the hidden financial gem of legal cannabis.
Come on.
Is not just the tax revenue from regulating and taxing mm-hmm. the material itself.
Lock up.
But the cost savings in eliminating felony crimes in cannabis. You put a man in jail or a woman in jail, and now the taxpayer is 100% responsible for their room, board, health care, everything else. They are not productive members of our society. We're talking about 15,000 people in Arizona since 2004 that have been convicted of a felony and are currently serving in Arizona prison that could be otherwise out working and producing in our economy.
That's where I thought we missed it too. I thought we were at the airport when our ship came in because we did not discuss the decriminalization side of it as much as we should have. Looking at this right now, I could see why people voted for this simply because people are about to get out of jail. I mean, they're about to walk.
Right.
And a lot of people will have know someone, family members. It's now just a $100 ticket. It seems to me we're more into the decriminalization, even more so than the education.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get people, we're tired of seeing people get locked up.
Right. Well, we're talking about fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters. I mean, we're talking about family, people that have gone away for many, many years. I mean, we're talking about the guy in Alabama recently, 78 years old.
Who
goes to prison for 14 years, sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Yep.
While at the same time, Brock, what's his name, up at Stanford, is raping girls and getting 3 months in jail.
Tell me about that.
I mean, let's talk about that. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Unbelievable.
Well, it goes back to this. If we continue to use that terminology, marijuana, every law, everything evil about cannabis refers back to that term. Every law in the book refers to marijuana.
Mm.
If we start using cannabis and using it for the medicinal side of it, we will always have a defense. You were using marijuana. No, I wasn't.
That's right.
I was using cannabis because what I use has a medicinal value, which you said I use does not.
Well, the term marijuana.
Gotta go, big guy. Sir. Thank you.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Hey, Clifton, you drifting?
You know I'm drifting.
Hey, Griffin. You drifting?
I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis said.
You're listening to Independent Talk.
1100 KFNX.